I mix what I like, what I like, what I like, what I like. So first of all, again, thanks for doing the show. Welcome. And let's just start with something simple, man. Tell us a little bit about this book, why you thought it was necessary to put together now, and why the sort of collection of authors that you all sought out to get. Let's start there.
Well, this book was the brainchild of Dr. Haki Madhubuti, and came about a year or so ago, years and change, and he phoned. In addition to being an assistant professor of education, I'm also a senior editor and director of special projects at Third World Press Foundation. So I've been working with the press for a number of years. So he called me one day, I don't know, and I'm used to him now. Like when he calls, have a pen and a pad next to the phone. So what he basically did was just communicated to me the fierce urgency of why we need to do a book about Trump. We were talking earlier about how we didn't think it would last, how it would be, his presidency would be in trouble very soon, and that it would be because of him. So he actually dictated the entire book over the phone, to be honest with you. There were initially in the call for manuscripts, which went out, there were about 18 different areas that we wanted writers to sort of hit. Education, economics, just the political discourse in America, etc. And he dictated each of the areas over the phone and said, this is what we need to. And I was really taken aback. And it wasn't just like one or two sentence headings. They were like arm length long descriptors of what he wanted these essays to address, man. It was incredible. And so we just, from there, we went to work on generating the call. And we knew it needed to be done because I'm sure it happened with you too. The day after, like months before, I told people that he was going to win. I told all my students he's going to get in there, not because I'm psychic, but because the signs were there, especially globally. So the day after, the long faces, you know what I'm saying, they come to, and people were trying to understand what happened. And so that was another reason for the book. And people needed, for people who did kind of got a quasi idea of what happened, they still didn't have a language to sort of describe what was happening in this American moment. And so that's kind of how the book got conceived.
Yeah, first of all, in terms of that prediction, you know, we had done an interview before the election with Dr. Biko Baker, and he talked about his white people meter analysis and broke it down state by state and showed that Trump was going to win. And, you know, so a number of the signs were there. You know, one of the first things I did want to ask you, you know, I had, you know, when the book was released last week, the other day, I had posted the cover and let people know the book was out. They should start, you know, trying to get it. And I got a criticism from someone who had obviously not read the book yet, but a critique that I actually understood in the sense, and the criticism was basically dismissing us all as integrationists, who were going to be the destruction, of the Black nation. And I think they were responding to the title. You know, so when you read the title, Not Our President, there could be a suggestion from those who maybe come from that similar vantage point that we are arguing that it is possible for there to be a president that is ours. In other words, that this project called the United States could actually produce something for us, as opposed to where some would prefer, you know, there could never be our president. Obama wasn't our president. I certainly hold that perspective, that there has never been a president, Obama included, that we could say is our president. So one, I wanted to know, how could you respond a little bit to that, that again, uninformed, but I think still important critique. And then this question of that I'm sort of adding on here, can there be our president in this project, this thing called the United States?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting criticism. I'm a professor of education and Africana studies, man. I'm a student of Dr. Clark. I'm a student of Dr. Ben. I'm a student of Ivan Van Sertima. I'm a student of Dr. Khaled Muhammad. I am very well immersed in our history and our traditions, especially the most the most extreme revolutionary manifestations of our history. So I respect that to the max. At the same time, I was born in the United States. I was born into a circumstance that I had no control over. When we think about and give homage to people like the Martin Delaney's, people like Harriet Tubman, we black folks have been walking this tightrope since we were brought over here. And there's been this, and Harold Cruz takes this up in the crisis. There's been this, we go the nationalist route or the integrationist route. And I think all of us, I'm speaking for myself, I'm not an integrationist in the NAACP aspect of that. And I think it's very dangerous to think in binaries, either you're in it or not in it. There's so many different manifestations of how we interact with America and how we prosecute a relationship with this country that it's easy to just throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, I'm not involved in any of it. Yet, you can do that, but there's a consequence for doing it because we are still very much active in the political process in terms of voting, in terms of stumping for candidates and stuff. And so I just do not see it as a practical adventure for black people to disassociate themselves 100% from the American body politic. That just doesn't make any sense. It's not practical. It's just not going to happen. Does it mean to, at the same, because you ran for office, you ran for Green Party office because, you know, you want, there's certain change and certain things that you wanted to see happen. I'm with that. So can a Donald Trump, can any United States president truly belong to us? No. But the other side of that, how do you then disallow yourself or disavow yourself from being affected by what goes on in America? Everything from federal funding, education, labor law, politics, religion. So how do you divorce yourself from being affected by those things? So that's kind of where the quandary is. And I think at the end of the day, man, people just have to choose what sort of expression or what sort of energy that they want to put themselves, connect themselves to.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us, you know, there's a lot that we could, you know, obviously unpack and all that. I mean, you know, a lot of us engage electoral politics, or some of us engage electoral politics merely as a mechanism to get to something deeper. And for me, you know, a lot of people deal with electoral politics. It's an entry point for a lot of people. So it's a good place to start. It's certainly not a suggestion from me, and I think several other contributors to this book, that there is some fanciful or uninformed or naive understanding of what this country is or our relationship to it. So I hope that this person and others who have that critique will at least read the book and see some of the competing and not everybody agrees in the book. I mean, there are people
if not read the book, that person with that sort of critique, at least read the list of contributors on the back of the book.
Right.
And when you see Jared Ball and you see Greg Carr, that should tell you some things.
So your chapter is titled Activating Critical Resistance, Being the Change We Seek. And in some ways, I think you already alluded to this. The title of your chapter, at least from my understanding, you can correct me here if I'm wrong, is in part what you and Baba Madhubuti were wanting to be the result of this book. That it's in one part a way to share a variety of analyses and interpretations from within the African and broader world. There's some non-African descended folks in there. But specific with this sort of, I felt at least, this call to activate a critical resistance that currently isn't fully formed or as you would want it to be seen. Can we use that as a way to develop some closing remarks about this book? And if I had anything right or wrong about where you were going with your chapter, you know, let us know where my interpretation of this whole book, let me know.
I think you're right on with that. It was a great summation. That's the part that we wanted to leave on. Not the Obama, you know, the sort of pie in the sky hope, but a critical hope is what we wanted to sort of activate in folk. And then even beyond that, to make people to understand that that voting that is actually showing up and pushing a lever, that is just one small part of the electoral process. And in as much as we're going to be in this country and engage ourselves in that process, we need to understand what the other parts are. the lobbying, and all of the things that I delineate in my chapter. And we wanted to sort of also put it back in people's hands. Trump, he's one person. You know what I mean? He's connected to Charlottesville, and there are many of them.
Oh, right.
At the same time, and I think there are far more good people in this country than there are bad people. And there's a whole lot that we can do. Because I think there can be a sort of a shock to the system, I think. And I think a lot of people are still in that. Like, you probably got this too. A lot of people, man, they simply did not believe Charlottesville happened.
Right.
And so what I tell people is Trump did not put anything in anybody. If anything, he pulled out of what was already there. And so I think part of, I think I've read a statement once, a quote that said that the hallmark of spirituality is an accurate understanding of reality. All right. And so I think it behooves us to sort of understand the reality on the ground of what's going on. So I wanted people to understand, or to impress upon people in my last part was that, you know, this is on us. We have the power. We have the ability to muster, to lobby, to connect, to allow ourselves to feel how we're going to feel in this moment. And then there are certain practical things that we can do politically, organizationally, just on the ground, grassroots. There are things that we need to be doing. I think that's, to me, that's a more worthwhile pursuit than trying to claim the Alan Keyes type of America or a citizenship for you. It's a more worthwhile pursuit. I mean, because none of us is leaving the country. Some of us are not leaving the country. Some of us plan to be here and work here, raise our families and stuff. So in as much as we're going to be here doing those things, what sort of practical things can we do besides merely voting for people, whether they're black, white, whoever they are? Because that's not, well, we see what that's getting us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Kazembe, I appreciate you not only joining us, but putting this book together, including me in it, and including all these very interesting and I want to say, you know, sort of radically diverse thinkers, you know, because again, it's not everybody agrees who contributes to this book, but at least the disagreement is in a certain direction that I think is a value and of great importance, particularly in this Trump moment. So thank you very much and for joining us as well.
And people can go to the website, NOPthebook.eventbrite.com. And I urge them to do that and download Beverly Goss-Sheftall's statement that she wrote on the book, man. It's killer. I mean, she wrote just a wonderful, I'll send it to you as a PDF. She wrote just a wonderful statement. And this was, I brought this up with regard to your comment about the collection of diverse voices that are in the book. I mean, we got Mitch Landrieu's monument speech, and that is extremely prescient given what just happened. You know what I'm saying? So she her write up on the book is really, really spot on, and it's worth reading.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll definitely post that with this at imixwhatilike.org as well, so people can find it there. So, yeah, man, thank you again.
Man, thank you. And thank you for doing what you do, brother. We appreciate you.
I mix what I like, what I like, what I like, what I like.